Tony Mowbray, many congratulations. I bet that dressing room's absolutely bouncing, isn't it?
It is bouncing, to be honest. It's really amazing to see how professional people all year and listening and taking it in can turn into small children like people very quickly. But listen, at the end of the day, it is a long, long season. And you were there at the start of that, losing the first two games, that home game against Doncaster. The fans let the team know that it wasn't good enough and they expect better. And the great thing is that they reacted. They've lost one in 33, is it now? It's and we're going to try and make it one defeat in 35 if we can, and let people make their own judgments on whether the players care about the jersey. You know, it's I'm pleased for the players. I'm delighted for the fans, of course, because the club are now hopefully facing in the right direction, heading back upwards. It's a big summer for me to hopefully to go to India and see if we can get some help. And you know, there's going to be a lot of clubs in that championship. I think, you know, I was trying to work out the other day with maybe up to 12 with parachute payments, including the three who are coming down. And it's probably not the time to talk about money and budgets, but my mind does, because we want to try and compete like Sheffield United have competed, like Millwall have competed, who've come through the League One. Why can't you use the momentum and the camaraderie of your group to try and punch above your weight next season? And my thoughts instantly turn to recruitment for the summer, where we need to improve, what we need to do. And but tonight the players are enjoying it. The dressing room's quite wild. You know, there's a lot of them young lads who live in a world of social media, and so there's a lot of phones pointing at people's faces and singing songs and stuff, and you'll no doubt be able to see all them. You probably don't understand them, but like me, you know, I don't do social media. But I might be doing you a disservice. But I'm just happy for everybody, really. I was just saying that to the guy. I looked at my phone. I had 98 texts there within half an hour. It just shows that people care. You know, there's people out there who might not come to every game, or you don't speak to every day, but they care and they want your football team to do well. And that's really special that people take the time to congratulate you.
What does this night mean to you, Tony, personally? You know, where does it rank with anything you've achieved in the game?
I've obviously won a league with West Bromwich Albion, got to the Premier League, which is pretty special. I've had playoff finals as a player. My last ever professional game, I won at Wembley Stadium with Ipswich Town to win a playoff final to go to the Premier League. So I've had some big days, some big nights. It's but just delighted for this club, because it was spiralling in the wrong direction, I think. It's with a lot of negativity, a lot of people unhappy with what was happening, and this group of players have managed to galvanise with each other and turn that negativity into a positivity this season. And just, you can see the supporters probably overexcited tonight after the game, but it's understandable, I think, after the torture that they've had for a few years. And we have to try not to let them down next year, and be, as I said, be competitive. It's important that everybody pulls in the same direction, and so hopefully we have an ambition next year to give it a real go.
Tony, how important is your relationship with these supporters? Because they have trusted in you since you walked through the door. How important has that been for you to succeed?
Yeah, listen, any football manager, particularly in modern day football right now, you can see it's some really high profile football manager in the Premier League. You know, you're only one or two results away from having real negativity. And I haven't really felt that, and yet I don't follow social media, I don't read the newspapers, I've told you this before, I don't listen to phone-ins. I have to focus on my job and do it how I believe it's right. And and so whether there's been much negativity this year, I don't know, I don't feel it, but I do feel the support of the people who come to the games and see the team. I think they want to see the team fight and tackle and chase and close down and win balls and play forward and create chances. It's because Blackburn is like where I'm from. I'm from Teesside, Middlesbrough. It's an industrial area. People work hard for their money, and that's what they want to see their football team do, which is what I've tried to bring to this group of players, that I expect them to run and tackle and chase, and the fans definitely do. And if we can add the quality as we had with this year, with the likes of Bradley and Danny coming to the fore, you know, scoring important goals. Charlie Mulgrew, who's ever seen a centre-half score? Derek Mountfield in 1987 scored similar sort of amount of goals that Charlie Mulgrew scored, and he's obviously got a crucial one today. So there you go, happy enough. I want to try and finish off two games. We've got a massive game, a great game that won't have any pressure on it for us. We'll just go and try and play and enjoy going and play at Charlton, an ex-Premier League stadium, and got some very good players at Charlton Athletic, and young boy is doing very well with the team, and so that's a big test for us. But we're quite proud of no defeats in, you know, one defeat, sorry, in 33 games, so we'll go there and try and keep that going.
Just a final one from me. You stood in front of a lot of supporters at Ewood Park back in October, I think it was, when you were a long way off the automatic promotion places, and put pressure on yourself by saying, I won't have succeeded if I don't get this team back up. That was a big statement back then, Tony. You must have had full belief that you would, though.
Yeah, listen, football management's a strange one, really. Sometimes you make a wrong turn in your career, and sometimes, you know, I've made maybe two emotional decisions in my life and my football career. But for emotional reasons, really, and they were probably the wrong reasons at the time. But I've got every faith that I know to run a football team and get inside football, because I was a footballer for 18 years. I know what makes them tick. You have to inspire them with words at times and give them a cause to fight for, and I could see that they were a good set of lads. So we did have one problem pretty early on at this football club when I got here, but we managed to eradicate it, and then the group galvanised, and after that, you know, I talked to you the other day, after the unrest of an early season with three international breaks, a new team, 12 new players, after that, the stats are there. One defeat in 33 games. It's at any league, it's unfair to say, oh, it's Blackburn Rovers in League One, because you cut your cloth. We're a League One club, and this group of players have deserve amazing credit to go on a run like that. It should be lauded, and yeah, we do know that next season's going to be tougher and more quality, better players against us, and we're going to have to step up and work extremely hard to try and win football matches next year.